WNYC from the Democratic Convention. And by the way, follow us on Twitter during these two convention weeks. Just sign up to follow Brian Lehrer on Twitter.com or watch for my updates on the WNYC homepage. With me now is Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager, Steve Hildebrand. We are at the Sheraton where Hillary Clinton is about to speak to the New York delegation. We'll bring that to you live. He's at the Pepsi Center where the big speeches will be held tonight and through Wednesday night. So Steve Hildebrand is with us by phone. Thanks so much for coming on WNYC, Steve. Can you hear me?
I can, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Now, Senator Clinton is drawing a lot of media attention here at the Sheraton with his speech, in addition to the one tomorrow night. Is she dividing the party by her and Bill Clinton appearing so much?
No, not in the least. Obviously, Senator Clinton and President Clinton are very popular within our party, very well regarded within our party. It was a primary campaign, and in primary campaigns, just as in general campaigns, you know, people get pretty aggressive, just like the Republican Party did. We have had nothing but fantastic conversations between the Obamas and the Clintons, and amongst the staff and supporters. So, you know, this is a lot of media hype for what I expect to be a lot of nothing. We have no reason to believe that the Clintons will do anything except fully support Barack in this effort, that they will give very important speeches this week that will not just be meaningful to Barack and his campaign, but to our party and to the future of this country.
The bigger risk may not be from what the Clintons themselves say, but from shows of unhappiness by delegates along the way. And we've been interviewing delegates since we got to Denver a couple of days ago, and it's not hard to find some Clinton delegates who are not happy here. So are you nervous about how the roll call vote will go?
You know, I mean, this is you know, there are going to be some disgruntled people. You know, this is the Democratic Party. It's a big tent. You know, people have always been encouraged to be expressive of their opinions. And, you know, the onus is on Barack and our campaign to make sure these people who have been such ardent supporters of Senator Clinton, that they are welcomed into Barack's campaign, that we do what we can to address any concerns that they may have. And we, you know, certainly know that the Clintons have encouraged their folks to get behind Barack. And, you know, by the end of the week, if we do our job right, we're going to have a united party without any question, and we're going to move forward. People in this country know the urgency that we face, and if people want four more years of the same, they should help John McCain. But if people want true change, if they want to reduce the influence of special interest groups in Washington and move this country forward, then they should get behind Barack Obama.
You know, Senator Chuck Schumer just walked by, and he was on our show recently for the book that he wrote, in which he challenged the Democrats to do what the Republicans already do in honing their message. He says the Republicans can do it in six words. Their party is about strong defense, small government, and traditional values. As a deputy campaign manager for Barack Obama, can you say what, in a nutshell like that, the Democratic Party or Senator Obama is about?
Easier than the Republicans can, Brian. Barack's campaign and the Democratic Party is about changing Washington so that we can fix problems and address the concerns that the American people have, and get real tax relief, you know, move this country forward. We need to get out of Iraq. There's a lot of very important things that we have going on, but there's no question that this is an election about whether or not we're going to change Washington with Barack Obama, or whether or not we're going to continue the same failed policies that John McCain is supporting and has supported with a 90% vote match with President Bush. This is not going to be a hard campaign to express the differences between these two candidates. There is a huge, huge difference between the kind of president that Barack Obama will be, who will fight for the American people, versus the kind of president that John McCain will do, what will be in keeping the troops in Iraq, in continuing the failed economic policies of President Bush, and so on. He has lobbyists running his campaign. He's not about change. He is absolutely more about the same old Washington.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, live from the Democratic Convention with Steve Hildebrand, Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager, on changing Washington. Steve, Obama has left the public financing system and declined the series of town hall forums that McCain proposed that he had originally accepted, at least in general. And, you know, a lot of people were hoping this was going to be a new series of Lincoln-Douglas debates. So is he running a new politics campaign or an old politics campaign?
Well, Barack Obama has participated in 21 debates already in the last year. He has held
with other Democrats.
Those are Democrats, and there's going to be plenty of debates this fall, Brian. He's participated. He holds town hall meetings regularly. He's holding one this morning in Davenport, Iowa. Later today, he'll be sitting down with people in Kansas City. It's not like this guy hasn't been, a hands-on candidate with the American people. He's been incredibly accessible and...
Why just do the three traditional official major debates? Why not do some more of these issue-specific town halls? Were you in on that decision?
Not directly, but, you know, it's the McCain campaign and the Obama campaign did not come to terms on it. And, frankly, I don't think it's going to change a lot of people's minds. Both candidates are out there talking to the voters, and I think this is... we're doing this well.
On the selection of Joe Biden, a lot of people like it. There are critics in the party. There are critics mostly outside the party, to be accurate, who say it reveals a stature gap when they appear together. Are you concerned about Joe Biden as the running mate highlighting Senator Obama's lack of experience?
I absolutely am not concerned about that. This is a team of Barack Obama and Joe Biden that is ready to lead this country forward. This is a team that is going to, get the troops out of Iraq. We're going to solve a health care crisis. We're going to get this economy moving. And, there's going to be a lot of, nitpicking in the press, Brian. It's what happens in these political campaigns. But I think what the American people are going to be focused on is what people
sitting in South Dakota
are focused on, which is which team is going to change Washington and solve the American problem, the problems that the American people face. And it's not whether or not the presidential candidate or the vice presidential candidate has more experience in Washington. That's not what this election's about.
It's not about experience. You hope that the American people look at this and say that it's not about experience, correct?
It's not what I hope. It's what I believe that the American people want is a president and a vice president who will take on the serious challenges that this country faces. There's a lot at stake in this election, and it's very, very serious. And if people want to play political games, they should play political games. But what Barack wants to do and what Senator Biden wants to do is get to work and solve these problems and get this country back on track after 8 failed years of the Republican administration. It's time to move forward, not take another step back and do 4 more years of the same.
We have just a few minutes left with Steve Hildebrand, deputy campaign manager for the Barack Obama for President campaign. How much of a problem do you have with this McCain commercial that shows the very complimentary language that Senator Biden has used with respect to John McCain, like I would be honored to run with him or against him? Puts John McCain in a very positive light out of the words of your vice presidential candidate. How concerned are you about that?
Not concerned in the least. Senator Biden is a statesman. He has effectively worked across party lines in the Senate to get real things done, whether it's putting cops on the streets or passing legislation to reduce the incidence of spousal abuse. You know, this is a guy who has a very distinguished career in the Senate and has proudly worked with people in the Republican Party. It's one of the reasons why Barack chose him, is because, like Barack, it's time to reduce partisanship and work hard to solve the problems. If we want to keep a hard partisan line, that's what the Republicans want to do, but it's not what Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and the Democrats want to do.
Can you paint John McCain with that brush? You know the history of McCain, Kennedy, McCain, Feingold, McCain, Lieberman. Can you really paint McCain with that super partisan brush?
I would say that when John McCain votes at 90% or higher with President Bush, whether it's partisanship or not, it is about the fact that he has fully supported and endorsed the failed policies of George Bush, and whether or not we're going to elect him to continue to do that or not. This is not a time when the American people can afford to take another step back, and that's really what this is going to come down to.
And before you go, let me ask you about the John McCain too many homes attack of the last few days. The Republicans say Obama is rich, too, and John Kerry had lots of homes, and no Democrat seemed to care about that in 2004. Do you think this is the right way to go after John McCain? Is this going to land? Do people really care that he's rich?
I don't think it's about being rich. In my opinion, when Senator McCain couldn't answer a simple question about how many homes he has, it shows that he's out of touch. It shows that he doesn't have the same sense of what the American people can relate to every single day. And it's not about what your wealth is, what your income is, or how many homes you have. It's whether or not you're out of touch with the people. And I think in the case of not being able to actually answer how many homes do you have, it showed that he truly is out of touch with reality.
And last thing, and I appreciate all the time you've given us this morning.
Of course.
We've heard the Yes We Can, Hope and Change speech from Senator Obama many times. Will he get more specific or do something substantially different Thursday night?
Well, Brian, I think if you want specifics, you know, you can get on our website and read, you know, issue after issue after issue in detail. He has a very specific and well laid out economic plan. He has a plan to get out of Iraq. He has a long and detailed health care plan to give universal health care to the American people.
It's there. I'm curious about what he's going to do on Thursday night.
Well, I think you're going to have to tune in Thursday night and take a look. But you can count on the fact that all week long at the Democratic Convention, you're going to get up. You're going to see people, regular people in this country, political leaders in this country, advocacy folks who are fighting every day for a better life for the American people, get up and talk about the kind of president Barack Obama will be and the kind of Vice President Joe Biden will be. And there will be details, and there will be a lot of important information. So, you know, we expect this to be very
and
important.
And, of course, we will be airing all those speeches live. I'll also be anchoring listeners a special on Thursday night at 7, in addition to the usual show in the mornings, just before Senator Obama's speech from Invesco Field at Mile High. I want to thank Steve Hildebrand, Deputy Campaign Manager for the Obama for President campaign. Thanks for taking this time with us at the Democratic Convention.
Thank you, Brian. Always been a fan of your show.
Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute. New York Congressman John Hall. Now, he has played big venues as part of the rock band New Orleans. Not a lot of rock and rollers who have become members of Congress. So we'll see if he's got any stadium show tips for Thursday night. Stay with us.